Merci.
Thank you. Thank you, President. There was a question from Costa Rica, Morocco, Slovenia on the right to a healthy and sustainable environment. Côte d'Ivoire has made substantial progress in this regard, particularly regarding our policies and strategies and the institutional and legal framework in the environmental realm. Côte d'Ivoire has legislation from the 23rd of November 2023 on the environmental code. It contains many novelties to try to tackle the environmental challenges, namely climate change, biodiversity, and air pollution. We also have a bill to combat climate change. This has been adopted by the government in October this year to strengthen climate governance. We also have not only a strategy to combat climate change, but also an institutional framework which is suited to these challenges. We have a national commission to combat climate change that has been set up, as well as a carbon market office. Within the UEMO, the West African Monetary Union, there is also a mining policy that has been adopted, regulations which have to do with the community mining code, also a code rules regarding environmental violations, and also regulations to combat marine pollution. Internationally, Côte d'Ivoire this year signed the BMG code on the sustainable use of marine resources and regarding those zones that are not covered by national jurisdictions. We also have created biodiverse protection spaces and areas. Natural reserves and reservations, particularly in the coastal areas. In addition, we have ecologically rational management of waste. We have a law passed in 2024 on this, on health and hygiene, setting out strategies regarding the circular economy. Our country also enables access to drinking water according to our 2023 law on drinking water, and we also have our code on public transport.